So we're going to work on figuring it out tonight. And I hope you leave understanding not only can you feel, but not to be afraid of what you feel and how to stand over it and have authority over it. How many of you are tired of being tossed to and fro? Yeah, come on. I hate it. Yeah, they're like, yeah, me and me. Yeah, there's another ministry for that. Okay, silliness aside. Proverbs 25, 28 says, like a city that is broken into and without walls is a man who has no control over his spirit. If I have no control over my spirit, everything that comes my way comes to me. And I have no walls as a city. So any force that comes up against the city, any attacking force can come on in. So somehow, I need to be able to rule my spirit. Okay? The first step in winning this battle is the hardest one. The first thing we need to do is discern the atmosphere. It's the hardest one. Because in order to discern the atmosphere, we have to actually open our belief system that there's a possibility that something is bigger than me that I'm walking into. See, I think it's really funny that it's really not all about you. But you know, we walk around and think, you know, everything's this way, and you know, Eeyore, it's gonna rain. My tail's gonna fall off in the mud. I mean, you know, there's this sense of what had the atmosphere that he would bring. I love the Pooh characters. You can just see by who they are what atmosphere they carry with them. Okay? You got the stuff with fluff and everything's gonna be okay. You know, it doesn't have much brains, but it's gonna work out. You have the religious spirit owl sitting there telling us all about it. And you have a rabbit who's like, stop it! That used to be me. What I found in the discerning realm is what really helped me was to connect with people who already felt. And it really helped me to bring to the light what was going on inside. So, really good friends of mine, I mean, I wouldn't just tell anyone on the street what I was feeling. Okay, you have to have boundaries on your own self too. So I would have someone ask me, how's your day going? I said, great. And then I'd have a good friend ask me, how's your day going? I said, I'm just angry inside. And my friends would go, yeah, it's in the air. It's in the air? But you know what that did? It helped me to realize this thing that I'm feeling is bigger than me. Not bigger than me so that I have to come under it, but bigger than me, I don't have to fight me in this. That I can take authority over me in the place that it is. Might get in trouble for this one. Jesus culture is coming next week. Yay. How many, now, just be honest, how many of you this week have had sexually charged atmosphere? Come on. Jesus culture is coming. Every time Jesus culture comes, a week or two before, all the sexual, spiritual garbage gets released against the purity of the call that's coming. Now, when I tell people that, they go, oh, good. I thought it was just me. Okay? Now, some of you are like, I never feel it. Great. But those of you that feel it, didn't that just make you feel better? You're just like, oh, good. You know, and the other thing is the enemy tries to do is to get you in condemnation so that you aren't able to participate in the air. It's like light bulbs are going on. I'm seeing people going, oh, look at that. Also, in being open to people. You know, that's vulnerable. That's so vulnerable. I mean, when my friends come up to me and go, how are you doing? I said, you know, I hope you're going to tell me that there's something sexually going on in the atmosphere. Because if not, I just open myself up to looking like I'm not very Christian. And they're like, oh, good, you felt it too. See, but the things that are not familiar to you, the things that you don't struggle with, are easy to pick out. See, I don't deal with sexual sin. I'm thank you, Jesus. I just don't. So whenever that atmosphere is around, I can feel it instantly, and I know that's not me. Not me. There are other things that used to be familiar to me that took me a couple years to figure out because it was so familiar to me that I would just let it come on and assume it was me. The biggest one was fatigue. Weariness, lethargy. You know, we are all running around like maniacs here. And we're flying here, we're flying there. We went to Singapore, came back a week, went to England, went to Norway, went to the Caribbean on vacation, baby, come on. And now we're here. I should be tired, right? No. See, when I think, oh, I'm just tired, and I just can't get out of bed. I'm still on Island Diamond. And then my friends come up to me and go, there's something on you. And they pray for me. All of a sudden, oh, look at here. This is great. I'm doing great. And I was like, caffeine rush. And I realized, oh, I should have had a V8. It got me again. Because that's something that I'm used to and familiar with. I grew up with a work ethic in my home from my parents. We work and work and work and work and work and work. And you come home and you just crash. You're so exhausted. See, the pattern was normal for me. But that's where it lies in that place that you're not able to come over. So what's helpful is to allow people to speak into your life when they see things you don't see. I mean, I could easily say, oh, no, I don't need any prayer. I'm just tired because, you know, I've been running around the earth and having fun and doing all the stuff that I love to do. But my friends go, no, there is something on you. Then get it off. Okay? Do you see? It's like it's relationship that teaches us how to discern these things. You know, it. Yeah, Shamanakiri.